I just want to introduce you again to City Kids Camp because we're going to do a one-hour radiothon, if you will, for them, presented by Republic Bank of Chicago, and just to talk briefly about that. And we'll also have the support from the Alpha Wealth Group and Jewel Osco. You heard Jewel Osco's name a minute ago. It's my friend Bob Evans. Hi, Bob Evans. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm good and getting better. How are you doing?
Good. What is City Kids Camp?
City Kids Camp is an opportunity for kids from some of the economically disadvantaged neighborhoods of the city to get out into the country for a week at a traditional residential summer camp experience that they might not be able to afford or might not be able to take advantage of.
Yeah.
And so we take kids out in July this year, and they experience, all the traditional things with summer camp, hiking, fishing, so on.
This is where is it physically located?
It's in Lewiston, Illinois. It's about an hour south of Peoria.
Yeah, right. So not exactly right around here. You put them on buses and send them down, huh?
Right. Take them on a bus. They usually come down on Monday morning and then go home on the following Saturday. And they are able to enjoy the lodge and the bunkhouses and 167 acres of rural rolling hills.
You guys have been doing this for how long?
The camp has been around since 2016, previously at Dixon, Illinois. And our founder, Hector and Diane Corona, hosted kids at their own property there. And then in 2019, they purchased the camp in Lewiston, and so now we've been hosting kids there since 2019.
And how many kids do you send to camp?
So this year, we're doing a record. We're going to operate for 3 weeks, and we will have 175 kids per week.
175 kids per week. Now, what we're going to do is raise money to get kids to camp because there's no cost to the children's families, right?
Correct, correct.
So where do you get these kids from? How do you connect with the kids and their families?
So we have a relationship with Chicago Public Schools, a couple of schools. We have relationships with churches and grassroots neighborhood organizations like Children's Earth Foundation and, like I said, some of the public schools.
So then they say, okay, so they generate a list and go, this kid will go, this kid will go, this kid will go, but you got to find $600 for each kid to cover the cost, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Typically the cost of transportation is borne by the organization, and then we go out and raise money like we're going to do on June 8th with WGN. And so we try and raise $600 per kid. And so that's where we're headed this summer.
And that's your estimate of the just total cost, rent and food and counselors or whatever it is. You believe it's about $600 a kid is the cost to send a kid to camp.
Right, right. We have a fully paid staff at camp. All of the City Kids Camp organization, we are all volunteers, the board and everybody that works. But the camp is a fully staffed camp and paid staff. So there's, directors, nurse, kitchen folks, counselors and so on.
What do you see when the kids go to camp? What's the experience like for them?
Well, John, it's amazing to watch kind of a transformation. These kids come from some really tough neighborhoods, and so they have some defenses put up, rightfully so. And so they show up on Monday, and they're a little bit hesitant. They're a little bit, shy. But by Tuesday afternoon, they're just kids playing in the country. And, a lot of them don't want to go home on Saturday morning.
So the kids are 4th grade, 12th grade, is that right?
Yeah, typically about 4th to about 9th or 10th, typically.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking about kids maybe as old as 15 and as young as maybe what, 9 or 10, like something like
9
that?
9 or 10, right,
yeah.
Right.
Boy, that's perfect camp age. You know, I don't relate to this as a camper. I never went to the canoeing, hiking, biking, mosquito biting, weenie roasting camp as a kid. But that's the camp experience that you're introducing them to, right?
Absolutely. You know, things as simple as looking up into the sky and seeing stars like you can't believe. You know, going outside where it's so dark you can't see your hand in front of your face. So, yes, and the bugs and, you know, just the noise and the crickets and so on. They it's just not something you get to enjoy, you know, on the pavement in Chicago.
So Lisa and I, Lisa Dent and I, are going to do a, for lack of a better word, a radiothon, but it's just going to be for a little over an hour. The end of my show and the first hour of Lisa's show, we're going to talk to some of our sponsors, your sponsors, Republic Bank of Chicago. Wow, have they come in with support? Alpha Wealth Group, Tom Fortino and his friends, Jewel Osco here in Chicago are on board. And so we're going to see if we can, how many kids can we get on the proverbial bus, right? And each seat, each seat costs $600. So that's, I don't know if that sounds like a lot or a little, but I think we can duplicate that many times over. I'd like to see us put a whole bus full of kids from WGN Radio's listeners and send them on down in July.
That would be terrific. And the fact is that, you know, the number is 600, of course, but, you know, $5, $10, $100, or, you know, whatever, you know, whatever people feel they can do, it all helps. It all adds up, as you well know.
Well, we certainly do. I mean, you know, our efforts for the Salvation Army at Christmas time are $5 and $5,000, but more towards $5 than $5,000. And right. I don't know if you know this, so on the day of our June 8th, we're going to do this June 8th, so it's a little bit in advance, but I just want you to maybe circle that on your calendar. Or you can go to WGNRadio.com right now. Go to WGNRadio.com/camp. We're talking about the City Kids Camp, so I hope you can remember that, WGNRadio.com/camp. You'll see a video, you'll see pictures of the kids in the camp and more information. But on June 8th, the day of the Radiothon, that day, if you give $150 or more, it'll include, for the first 15 people to give $150 that day, two lawn general admission tickets to the trailblazing music of Joni Mitchell, Carole King, Carly Simon, and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra at Ravinia. So we're going to give you Ravinia tickets if you're among the first 15 that day. And if you want to put a whole child on the bus, give us $600. The first two to do that will get reserved pavilion seats to Kenny Loggins, his final tour, and that's August 19th. That's about a $270 value for your donation. So some premiums on June 8th. You can make a donation right now, however. And we've got about $1,200, $1,300 in there already just because we put it up over the weekend. So I think there's an audience for this, Bob. I think people are ready and willing to give.
I think so, John. Typically, when we talk with folks, once they understand the mission of City Kids Camp, we find that they are more than willing to give us support, whether it's time, talent, or treasure.
So let's put some kids on the bus. You can do it right now. Go to WGNRadio.com/camp and be listening June 8th. That's maybe not a big event in your life, but it will be in these kids' lives. And on that day, we'll double your donations and we'll give you some nice premiums. So June 8th will be the day for it. And we'll be talking about it between now and then. Okay, Mr. Evans, anything else I should know?
No, John, we appreciate all your help and yours and Lisa's and certainly the folks from Republic and Jewel and Tom.
Yep, that's Tom Fortino over at Alpha Wealth Group. Jewel Osco are the supporting sponsors. Our City Kids Camp Radio event on June 8th is presented by Republic Bank of Chicago. Thank you to them all. And thank you to you, Bob. You're the guy that put me on to this, and I know you've been volunteering a lot of time, money, and energy as well. And my best to Hector and Diana Corona as well.
Great. John, thank you so much.
That's Bob Evans is his name.